Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Greenville Police Department Special Response Team is conducting a training exercise today on Fortdale Road near Gardner Eye Care. Police Chief Justin LaVorne tells us the training will include small explosions. He says you do not need to be alarmed by this, as it is only training. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Police say 19-year-old Christian Curtis was shot and killed near Longview Court and Old Selma Road around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And close to 3,000 Alabamians are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials tell us confirmed cases are now over 327,000. More than 56,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Also, it's TGIFE. Let's bring in the man himself, flying high, John Williams. John, welcome aboard. How was your flight?
It was great, Dan. It was absolutely great. You know, it's funny, out there in Florida yesterday, it's all gloomy and overcast, and ceilings around 900 feet, and you know, it's amazing. Take off, and then you break out on top if you're lucky. And I tell you what, came out on top. It was just beautiful sunshine all the way back to Montgomery.
I was on a military plane. It was one of our staff planes. And the pilot took us down to cloud level, and we surfed the cloud. The cloud. That is the most incredible feeling that I've ever seen.
Oh, that's fun.
That is unbelievable in a jet. Unbelievable. So tell me what's on your mind today.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was talking with Ashley just a few minutes ago. Of course, Ashley is our award-winning loan originator here. She's actually won some awards. And I said, Ashley, I said, what's the hottest thing going right now? And she said, without question, it's the same thing we've been talking about on Dan Morris' show at News Talk. It's the VA Interest Rate Reduction Loan Program. It is the hottest thing going right now. And I'll tell you, it's the reason it's a great thing and it's so hot is because it's so easy. If you're a veteran, listen up. If you're a veteran, you have a VA loan on your home, and your interest rate is anywhere over 3%, you owe it to yourself to stop what you're doing and call us right here at MCS, and we'll tell you why. The VA has got a program. It's really out there for their veterans because those veterans have served their country. And if they have a VA mortgage right now, they can go through a quick and easy process where they lower the interest rate for you. In other words, if your rate's over 3%, hey, call us up. It might be in the twos when we get done.
Bingo.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's a refinance, but it's so streamlined. The VA's made it so easy. You just call us up. We get the information. We need to know how much you owe on your home and what your interest rate is, what your payments are, just, you know, the basics there. And we plug it in, and we tell you what your new rate can be and new monthly payment. There's no income verification. That's a big deal. There's no appraisal required. You know, appraisal typically costs over $500, takes several weeks to get one sometimes, you know, can be a big holdup. There's not one required. And then on top of that, there are no out-of-pocket expenses. So it's really easy, and it's smart. You know, why not take advantage of these rates while they're so low? We don't know what they're going to do. They could go up, they could go down. But one thing about it, they're great right now, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
there you go.
So a lot of people are doing this, and you know all about this, Dan. You're very familiar with the program, and it's just something that people really need to take advantage of while we, you know, have these things available. I remember back when I got a real estate license back when I was
12.
Young, well, almost 12, yeah. Actually, I was about 18. But, you know, when I got in the real estate business, the rates were up there around 16%.
Oh, man, you're in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah. And in the 80s, it's like 83, you know. And, you know, 16% on a mortgage. And now, here we are, we're down in the twos.
That's amazing.
But, you know, when I was growing up, my father used to say, he used to talk about FHA, VA rates. That's always about 7%, roughly 7%. They didn't ever move much. But I tell you, lately, they sure have moved. And we may not ever see them again this low. So,
what is that telephone number so they can get on this thing?
567-9000 is the number. All y'all need to do is call us up here in Wetumpka, 567-9000. As Mortgage Corporation of the South, the Mortgage and Loan Center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. Company NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender. Dan, keep up the good work.
Wait. We have to do a drawing.
Oh, you going to do that today? Well, it is Thursday
already.
It is Thursday. Yeah.
See, you were tardy yesterday. Joey, let the big dog eat.
And the winner is David.
David, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up and get John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South, your information. John, thank you so very much.
Hey, very good. Yeah, I hope he calls in. Thank you. And we do have the $50 gift cards available up here, so we're waiting to hear from David. That's great. I'm glad you didn't let me forget about that.
I would never let you forget about that. John, you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Glad you made it home safe.
Thank you so much. Y'all do the same. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Bye.
We have a lot of Davids, so you have to have the right birthday.
Well, my birthday doesn't do it for you, huh? Mm-hmm.
Got to have the one I'm looking at right here, but I'm not telling.
Don't tell anybody.
I got to tell me.
So, David, give me a call at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. We'll get the information over to Mortgage Corporation South, John Williams. They'll give you a call, come up there, get your card. They're going to give you a couple of other things. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. Joey, how are you guys today?
Steve, we're good. And you?
Doing great. I just have a couple of comments to make about this mess in D.C.
Yeah.
Having worked in executive security for several years, one of the very first things we were taught in the very first school that I ever went through was prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the preparedness for this mess?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is they're not holding hearings on that. The Government Oversight Committee is not holding a hearing on that, which is Democratic.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, my other comment is this. I read an article yesterday. It was an interview with a cop that works at the White House. He got off that morning at 7 o'clock. The entire night shift team had come in the night before prepared to work a double shift. And they told their bosses, look, we will stay because there is a high threat level. Guess what? They sent them home. This guy didn't even know what was going on until that afternoon when it occurred, and his wife woke him up and said, you need to see what's going on the news. Were they recalled? No, they were not even recalled. Now,
let me back you up here. So you're saying a White House uniform division officer with the Secret Service was brought in early?
No, he was relieved at 7 o'clock that morning.
Okay.
And he and his entire team were planning to work a double shift that day. But they were told, no, we don't need you. Go home.
Okay.
Now, when I worked in a high-threat environment, I always made sure I had enough people on my team as well as backup in the event something went down that was unexpected. And if we knew that the threat level was higher than normal, we planned for it. You know, I'm sorry, but these people did not do their jobs.
Well, now, there's a difference between the White House and the Capitol. I think the Capitol was seen as a target. I don't know of anything that happened in the White House.
Well, I understand, but even still, they should have had better preparation.
At the Capitol, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Because that stuff wouldn't have gone on at the White House.
No, because their people dropped the ball. Those people should never have been allowed to breach those windows and doors.
Yeah.
They should have had personnel outside the building, stopping people from approaching the building.
Well,
this is supposed to be a secure facility.
Yeah, and in some areas they did, and there were. But have you seen the video where the guy gets the rope or something and pulls down the fence?
Yes.
And then the people go through that, and that was part of the surge that happened. I think that was part of the unprotected area of the Capitol, but. You know, somebody, instead of impeaching the president, they need to find out what in the hell happened.
Agreed. You know, and what happened to all the fences that they had up during all the riots and protests? Why were those not put back in place?
Well, because those were at the White House, because the riots and protests were at the White House, not at the Capitol.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I've talked to some friends, and they said, Dan, you would not recognize the National Mall. They did this right after, for 4th of July, on Trump's first 4th of July that my son was there. They have a 10-foot high, and we've all seen a black chain-link fence, and then they have Constantine wire that they put on the very top of it. And that's all the way through, and they got a gate system there, where it's a double entry gate where you go in, they close behind you, it's like a sally port, and then you open the gate, and then they deal with you then one at a time. But there's not going to be anybody in the National Mall. For this inaugural. And I think they're inflating this too much. They're going to, we've never seen the threat this high and this kind of stuff, and higher than it was for Barack Obama. I don't know. Something just seems a little weird about this whole thing to me.
Well, you know, the thing that scares me the most is they've got 20,000
National Guard
personnel there.
Right.
Now they're talking about arming these people. Do they not? Do not they not remember what happened at Kent State?
Yeah, really.
When they sent in armed National Guard troops.
Yeah.
And now these fools are talking about, well, we need 50 caliber machine guns as well.
I heard that also. I think that's a little nutty.
You know, it's getting way out of hand, and people are going to die. A lot more people are going to die than died during that riot or that break-in.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch. Certainly, you'll get a nice viewership of this whole thing. We'll be watching it here in the studio. Steve, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Sure enough, partner.
Man. Let's pick up Oz. Hey, Oz.
Dan, I didn't know we had so much in common. I lived in Tallahassee, owned James Street.
No.
I grew up there.
No.
Yes, sir. 509 James Street. That's been 25 years, but that's where I was.
509, that was next door to me.
Yeah.
Let me think who the lady was that lived there when I was growing up. How old are you? Do you mind me asking, Oz?
I'm 46. I'll be 47 Saturday.
Yeah, you were. We were long gone, and I'm sure the lady that owned that house was long gone too. Because I remember going over there. She had family that lived up in the north, and I would go over there, and it was the first time I'd ever seen anybody put ice in their milk. And I went home and I said, "Mom, these people are weird. They put ice in their milk. Never seen that before." It kind of stunned me. I'll have to ask my brother who that was that lived there. That's wild. That was literally next door. And there was an alley in between our houses.
That's right, because the Wheelbank lived down the alley at the end. And, ran all the way to the end and looped around out onto Main Street.
Yeah, to Jordan Avenue.
Jordan Avenue.
Yep. Where the old Holloway house was. And I have to ask my brother who that was. Norman Freeman lived at the very end of the when you took that ride, he was on the left hand side. But if you remember my house, you go down the alley and there was an old garage there, and we had the servant's house and a little pathway that went up to the back door. But I tell you what, I love growing up in Tallahassee, that the gully right down one house down from you.
Oh yeah.
We would cut through your backyard, and then I can't remember the person that lived next to you, and then we're at the gully, and then we'd go get in that pipe, and we could go walk walk all the way down to the dam if we wanted to.
Yeah, we would play guns back there, and we would walk all the way down to behind the Ingram bus line.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
kind of
neat,
Dan. That is, man. The next-door neighbors, just, I had left and grown up. I was in Washington, D.C. by then.
Yeah, I was born in 74, so I was right there till, of course, I got married and moved out. But, interesting. So, I'll just go ahead and get this out of the way. I'd like to be in the Sweet Creek if I can.
Absolutely. Give me month and day of birth.
116.
116, you are in, my friend.
I don't want any violence. I don't want anything like that. But I will tell you that I would love to see over the next 2 years, because I think there will be a big change at the midterm in 2 years. And
well, let me put one caveat on that. I think the change will come if people are not angry at Republicans. I'm sensing an anger at Republicans here that is starting to develop. Mitch McConnell is getting too milquetoast. He said, you'll hear it in one of my reports, that I haven't decided how I'm going to vote yet, and we'll have to look at the facts and things like that. And that's that mamby-pamby Mitch McConnell that I don't like very much. But Ben Sasse, I mean, I'm worried that some of these congressional seats are, I think some Trump supporters are just not going to show up.
Well, my thought on it, and of course you're the expert. I guess I'm more emotional on some of my thought processes also. But one, we know that this was stolen. We know it was. We know that there was a setup with Antifa going in and infiltrating some of the MAGA people. And I feel like, I know I had asked you about this before, about another party coming in, but what if there was a Patriot Republican party where they're more young, conservative, black, white, Hispanic, conservative Patriot Republican started running, and what if they come in and they start a new movement to take some of this old blood out of the Republicans that are, I'll be honest with you, that are chicken and that don't want to stand up and that always feel like they have to be on the defense instead of taking the offense. That's what I'm hoping happens, and I also hope that President Trump exposes a lot of this through some sort of platform, media, whatever he sees fit in the next 2 to 4 years that shows evidence and proof of what has happened for people to come to some kind of realization. I know it may be far-fetched.
What you're saying is what I also hope is going to happen. The problem is whatever Trump does to get this out, it's got to be ironclad. It cannot be what he did in the last 3 or 4 weeks. It can't be just kind of saying stuff. You're going to have to show evidence because the media will not believe him. The media will trash him. They're going to trash the whatever platform he uses, and they're going to do everything they can to stop him, everything they possibly can. That is their greatest fear. And because here's what's on the table, Oz. If Trump at all can prove just one state, but I think it'll be seen symptomatic in other states, one state that was everything was screwed up and they know it, and they show the evidence of it, then that will do so much damage to the Democrats, it will be unbelievable. If you get multiple states,
right,
it will be devastating to the Democrats. If the Durham report comes out and it's what it should be, I think that will be devastating to Democrats.
And that's what needs to happen. I mean, these people need to pay for what they've done. They need to be some kind of realization on everyone's part. And I just love what's happening right now to CNN. They're having to suspend their airport fees because they're pretty much, they cannot keep up. They're losing money left and right.
Oh, they've been losing money like crazy. And the rumor is, when I say rumor, this is Investor's Business Daily and some other, I'm a financial advisor, so I see a lot of business reports, but that AT&T has got them that they're for sale. Somebody's got $7 billion they can have CNN. I think you can get it for less than that, but.
Oh, yeah. If a conservative could somehow get that, that would be awesome.
Yep.
Dan, take care, my friend. God bless you. Praying for you.
Thank you. Jerry? Right. Oh, man, I'm just skipping past these things, aren't I? Thanks, Joey, for keeping me on track. Jerry and Roger, sound like a dance team. We're going to be back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Al-
House Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. House Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Show is flying by, and we appreciate the telephone calls. I say we, because Joey gets so bored if the phone doesn't ring. Let's go to the phones and go to Roger. Roger, welcome aboard to the Damar Show.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
You're welcome. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to, first of all, I want to say I got you my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Hope everything goes well with you.
And me too.
First of all, I want to bring to the attention, I mean, the Capitol got offered, the Capitol Police got offered, like, five different agencies offered their help, and it was turned down. And that right there tells you, look, there's something going on, and you know, it's obvious. I mean, it's just obvious that something was going on and that this was planned. And second of all, I want to say, you know, I know it's far-fetched, but my cousin brought something to my attention, that how would you actually drain the swamp? You got to get everybody in the same place at the same time. That way you can get all of them. So what would be so cool if Trump showed up, not Trump, but the, you already got the National Guard right there during an inauguration, and everybody's there, and everything just happens in Trump's favor. What do you think about that?
What, like you do mass arrests?
Yeah, I mean, because all of them's going to be there.
I think that would be a hard pill for the nation to swallow. I mean, if you got evidence and go, okay, well, you know, we got pictures of Nancy Pelosi with you know, running naked down National Mall, or, you know, but see, that's the problem. We've been high on what we think happened, and we've been low on what actually did happen.
Right. I agree with you on that. But it would be like if there's a legitimate way to drain the swamp, that would probably be the only way you could drain it, though.
I think a legitimate way of draining the swamp is you get evidence. And I mean, the way this thing was tracking was actually doing great. If Durham would have done and Bill Barr would have done what I thought they were capable of doing, I think it would have, and they would have proven that FISA was abused, that there was were people in the FBI with the direction of people at the White House basically getting getting stuff on Donald Trump. And if they were just to have proven that, that right there would have been more than enough. But the thing is, there are people that don't want that to get out, and so they have to stop Trump from doing it. I think I honestly believe that. I ain't making that stuff up.
There's no doubt. I agree with you. But if they would have used the money that they spent trying to find all kinds of crooked stuff on Donald Trump to find a cure for cancer, we'd probably already have the cure easily.
Yep. Well, you know, that this whole thing's, you know, if it would have just gone on the trajectory that it was headed, everything would have been great. It's just when the election fell apart, and I think, to be honest with you, I think Trump was stunned with it. And I think he had some serious plans. But I think he was stunned, and it threw everything off, and he was panicked trying to save the election, and it didn't work. I think they were smarter than he was, or they were more devious than he was.
Yeah. I saw a newscast where Lindsey Graham was urging Biden not to go with the impeachment. Did you see that?
Yeah, you're talking about when he was on Hannity last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that, and I was going to cut it. I just had too much other stuff going on. But it, you know, Biden didn't necessarily want to stop this because his biggest adversary out there, the Democrats' biggest adversary, is Donald Trump. The more Donald Trump is damaged, the better off the Democrats are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it all gets down to, is that when you look at every move on the chessboard that they make, it's about maintaining power and trying to keep Donald Trump, and they're not going to stop. It isn't going to stop on January 20th. They're going to go after Donald Trump and everything they've got.
Oh yes, there's no doubt. I believe that. And what's your opinion on the impeachment? Do you think they got enough to where they can find him guilty and he won't be able to run again?
I am a little worried in this sense. If Mitch McConnell would have said, "This is nonsense. This is made up. This is all political," I would say this is not going to go anywhere. The fact that he is kind of ambivalent, and if you think about it, Mitch McConnell would be, I think he thinks he would be better off without a Donald Trump on earth, because I think he knows that Donald Trump can get reelected, and particularly if the right things come out. But if he gets reelected, there's going to be hell to pay for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Mitch McConnell is a Republican with Democrat action, in my mind.
He's a Republican with what?
Democrat action.
Okay.
I mean, he's a Republican that acts like a Democrat.
I got you.
But anyways, that's all I wanted to say. And once again, I want to, you know, wish you the best luck in the future, and you know, I think everything's
going to
go good for you, buddy.
I hope so. If y'all pray, I'll be there. Thanks for the telephone call. Got to go to a break. Dan Mora Show back after this. We'll be right back.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Earnest Financial LLC presents Did You Know? Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Land that I love.
Sorry for the delay there, folks. I had to take care of some business there, but you got it taken care of. Let's do this so you can kind of get a feel of what people are talking about. Let's go to Nancy Cordes on impeaching the president.
And less than a week before President Trump leaves office, he has earned the distinction of being the only president who has been impeached twice. The impeachment story is splashed across newspapers' front pages nationwide. It's a headline everywhere. After the House accused the president of incitement of insurrection, 10 Republicans broke ranks, joining all the Democrats to vote yes. No House Republicans voted to impeach the president last time.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signaled she will send the article of impeachment to the Senate for trial quickly, although it has not arrived as of this morning. Nancy Cordes covered yesterday's historic debate on Capitol Hill. Nancy, good morning to you. What happens now?
Well, Tony, the Senate's Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, says he will not bring the Senate back early for a trial. It's expected to return midweek next week, which means that phase will only get underway in earnest once President Trump has left office and Democrats have taken control of the Senate. It would take a two-thirds majority in the Senate to convict President Trump and prevent him from ever running again. In a letter to his Republican colleagues Wednesday afternoon, Leader McConnell said, "I have not made a final decision on how I will vote, and I intend to listen to the legal arguments when they are presented to the Senate."
Those in favor say aye.
Those arguments will likely sound a lot like what we heard in the House as members voted to impeach President Trump in the same chamber where they cowered in fear 1 week ago.
There must be consequences for last week's treason and sedition.
The attack on the Capitol and the Congress was the single most depraved betrayal of the U.S. Constitution ever committed by a president.
Think they're kind of far out there? And did you hear Gayle King just say, the only person ever to be impeached twice? Speaker of the House to impeach a president twice. So let's continue on with Nancy, the Senate. Can they do two things at the same time? I don't know.
All the Democrats voted to impeach, plus 10 Republicans, including a party leader, a new member, a staunch conservative, and moderates, like Washington State's Dan Newhouse.
There was a domestic threat at the door of the Capitol, and he did nothing to stop it.
Afterwards, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke at the lectern that had been recovered after a rioter swiped it last week.
The House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
The sole article of impeachment accuses the president of inciting an insurrection last Wednesday that killed five people and put his own vice president in harm's way.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters.
He should have immediately denounced the mob.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy agreed the president was to blame, but
I believe impeaching the president in such a short time frame would be a mistake.
Others argued Mr. Trump didn't deserve the punishment.
If we impeached every politician who gave a fiery speech to a crowd of partisans, this Capitol would be deserted.
What's being debated is whether with 167 hours left until he leaves office, is he a clear and present danger? And he clearly isn't.
Resolution is adopted.
But they were outnumbered. And now the resolution goes to the Senate for a trial that could start late next week. In a statement after the vote, President-elect Biden said that he hopes the Senate will carry out its impeachment responsibilities while also working on the other urgent business of this nation. By urgent business, he means confirming his cabinet and addressing his agenda. But at best, the Senate will only be able to devote half days to that duty. The other half of the day, it will be working on this trial, something that could last a couple of weeks, Anthony.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Worthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can I get a witness?
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Can I get a witness? 272-9228, that's where we are. Kind of an interesting guy that is a former prosecutor, and he's going to be talking about, his name is Jeffrey Scott Shapiro, and he's going to be talking about that what they did, they applied incorrectly on the impeachment of Trump. Listen, it's very interesting.
The House voting to impeach President Trump for incitement of insurrection during the Capitol Hill riot. But our next guest, who's an expert in criminal cases involving protests at the Capitol, argues the president isn't guilty and says the proof is in his own words.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
All right, former Washington, D.C. prosecutor Jeffrey Scott Shapiro joins us right now from down in Florida. And I know you wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal talking about how President Trump did not incite the insurrection that happened there. No, Trump isn't guilty of incitement, you say. Why do you say that?
Well, I say that, Steve, because incitement has a very specific meaning under the law as adjudicated by the U.S. Supreme Court in a touchstone case called Brandenburg versus Ohio. I was a prosecutor in the District of Columbia. I prosecuted many unlawful protester cases, so much that the anti-war group Code Pink nicknamed me the protester prosecutor. I prosecuted hundreds of unlawful protesters in several different mass trials. I always won because I was also part of the charging decision. And as many cases as I prosecuted, Steve, I actually dropped many more because the incitement requirement as an element in disorderly conduct or unlawful assembly or any of those charges in the District of Columbia is very, very, very high. And the reason for that, Steve, is that the U.S. Supreme Court does not want to criminalize speech unless it's absolutely necessary. So the standard became very high in 1969 with Brandenburg versus Ohio, in which the court said the speaker must incite a crowd to imminent lawless action. It has to be words that are likely to produce violence.
And he basically said, in part of one of his phrases, and go down there in peace. So this guy is pretty good. He's now going to be hitting the second part of this thing that the Dems use the wrong standard, and they use a kind of an old standard versus a Supreme Court ruling standard.
And we did not hear those specific words. But Jeffrey, I tell you, I saw a video yesterday where some of these rioters are right there at the Capitol and they're being confronted and they go, we were invited. We were invited here by the President of the United States. They felt as if, after having heard the president in that hour plus speech, say, you know, thank you for fighting for me. Now go up to Capitol Hill and give those people a piece of your mind. And they did.
Right. Well, what you're talking about is a much older standard that I think is now extinct. It's sort of the clear and present danger standard or the bad tendency standard that existed maybe more than 100 years ago, if there's a hostile situation or the country is at war,
right,
and a speaker starts talking and their words somehow have an effect, a magical effect on a crowd, and that's the way they interpret it, they can be liable. But the reason that the court turned that around, Steve, is that we don't want to hold people in this country liable for the subjective interpretation of a listener. It has to actually be the objective words spoken by the speaker. And in this case, the president made it very clear we were going to peacefully march to the Capitol and we were going to cheer for senators, not attack senators. There's a very distinguishable difference, and Congress cannot change the constitutional standards set by the U.S. Supreme Court. In my opinion, that would be overreaching and potentially violate the separation of powers doctrine.
But if you're a Democrat, things kind of are different here. So this is where I think the problem is going to happen. I think that Nancy Pelosi is going to say, well, I don't care. I think Chuck Schumer's going to say, I don't care. It's interesting that the Chief Justice is going to be the oversight person for this on the Senate. And will he say something? And right now, I'm not very hopeful that that will be happening. So this person is going to be talking about the impeachment is political, not judicial. But
you also are talking about, as a former federal prosecutor, you're talking about cases that were adjudicated in the court system. What impeachment is not judicial, it is political.
Well, here's the thing about that. The notion that Congress can create its own charges comes from a line of thinking that the president or federal officials can be charged with crimes of what they call maladministration, because we're probably not going to charge a president of the United States with jaywalking or murder, right? So we've charged them with abuse of power, obstruction of Congress, these sort of creative maladministrative charges that Congress makes up. But in this case, Congress is not creating its own charge of maladministration. It's actually charging the president of the United States with an element that comes out of the criminal code in the District of Columbia or the U.S. code, and they're changing the interpretation that the U.S. Supreme Court has already adjudicated. Right. So again, I think what they're doing is they're taking this a step further and they're saying, we don't care how the U.S. Supreme Court has interpreted incitement. This is the congressional star chamber version of incitement, and we're going to apply it the way we want to apply it. And I don't think you can do that.
Unless your name's Nancy Pelosi. Unless you have a D by your name. That's my problem with this whole thing, is the old standards and the way it should be done, it's not being done, and they don't give a damn, to be honest with you. And that is very bothersome to me, and I'm worried that, you know, there have been no witnesses, there have been nothing that has come out of this. So how do they do a hearing? Are they going to go back to, they're going to do witnesses in the Senate, and they didn't do them in the judiciary? And I guess the answer would be yes to that. They're going to bring some evidence to the Senate that is going to nail this thing, allegedly, to them. I'm worried that that's going to be a problematic kind of place for Trump. Also, Trump's old team is not going to be there as his legal team. Now, Alan Dershowitz may be, but the Sekulow and that group are not going to be there. And then he doesn't have the White House counsel also. It's going to be interesting to see how this thing happens. I wish McConnell wouldn't have done this. Well, we want to see the evidence type thing. That kind of concerns me, let's say. Let me hit in Doug Burns, former federal prosecutor, on the Trump incitement theory.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans.
With 1 week left in the president's term, the House making history, voting to impeach him again. This time, he's accused of inciting the riot at our nation's capital last week. But does this case hold up?
Here to weigh in is former federal prosecutor Doug Burns. Okay, so here's Joe Biden's statement on this incitement of riot, as you can see. Quote, this criminal attack was planned and coordinated. It was carried out by political extremists and domestic terrorists who were incited to this violence by President Trump. It was an armed insurrection against the United States of America. Is there a case here, and what's your reaction?
Well, there's two discussions. First of all, if it was planned out, and it's going to be shown that it was planned out independent of the President of the United States, that's going to seriously undermine the theory as a technical proposition that he's the one who incited it. Now, on incitement itself, obviously, you need specific words of incitement. So all the way over on the right on the continuum is go over there and throw Molotov cocktails through the windows. Go over there and kick doors in. Okay, we obviously don't have that. In the middle ground, you have the more fuzzy, nebulous language, get over there and fight, and so forth. And then, obviously, the benign formulation on the left, I'm calling it, is go over there peacefully and express your opinions. In my opinion, obviously, I've been doing this 35 years. This does not amount technically to the President of the United States inciting the violence that took place.
And let me kind of break that down a little bit. So if there are people out there that have no contact, no connection with Donald Trump, Trump anything, and they're out there doing it on their own, this is not Trump that's inciting it. It's these people that are inciting it. And this would be an interesting piece of evidence for them to bring up here. But I'm not sure who is going to bring it up and how they're going to bring it up, because this thing may not start until January the 21st, believe it or not, when Chuck Schumer will be in charge, which should scare the men out of you. Okay, what the president said is evidence for him, not against him.
Let's pretend this is a trial. I'm going to put some evidence up on the screen. Here is the president's statement. Take a listen.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
I mean, Doug, you can impeach anybody for anything. You can impeach me for wearing a gray suit. But if this were a court of law, your definition of incitement, the elements that are needed to fulfill incitement, that speech that has the word peacefully and patriotic, I think you would have a real hard time as a prosecutor in a court of law convincing a jury that that was incitement. You agree?
Couldn't agree more. Todd, are you kidding me? I mean, that's the defense exhibit 1, 2, 3, and 4. My goodness. Go over there peacefully under the continuum that I laid out just now. That obviously does not amount to incitement. But the problem, you made the perfect segue, Todd, is, you know, we're talking political. We're talking, you know, Gerald Ford saying years ago that impeachment is anything that the House of Representatives says it is. This was an angry, rushed, you know, political hissy fit, okay? It is what it is. People know that. And the bottom line is that, you know, Nancy Pelosi was going to move heaven and earth to make sure that she could claim this historical point of him being impeached twice. That's the good news for her. The bad news for her is that if you look ahead to what's going to happen, that's a whole other discussion, Todd.